Cleveland Browns on the clock today as we continue 32 teams in 32 days. It's 32 days of the NFL draft. I'm the commish, Justin Plasko. We're going to take a look at the Browns today and what they might be doing coming up in just a few days away, the NFL draft. You'll be able to hear all the coverage on 620WDAE.com. Well, yeah, you can listen to it on the internet, but also on the radio, 620 WDAE, the sports animal. But for all of your pre-draft coverage needs and all of your post-draft coverage needs, and of course we're going to have a couple more draft chats, which went fantastic the other day as we lead up to the draft. So you want to make sure that not only that you're a member, but all your friends are members as well, because the only way you're going to be a part of the next few draft chats is to be a member of our draft coverage, and it's only $10, so why the hell not? Today, the Cleveland Browns are on the clock, and first thing that comes to mind when I think of the Browns is secondary. They did address one of their secondary needs in a trade with the Eagles. They did get Chris Gokong. He can play outside linebacker in that 3-4 defense, but they also got Sheldon Brown. And Sheldon Brown, Eric Wright at the cornerback position. Now I don't think corner is as pressing a need as maybe a safety is for the Browns. They could also use a defensive end for their 3-4 defense. Quarterback is a possibility. They have Jake Delhomme. They signed him as a free agent. They trade for Seneca Wallace, but they do need a quarterback of the future. Jimmy Clausen has been mentioned here once again with all these teams in the late top 10, but I don't think Jimmy Clausen will be going to the Browns. I think the Browns either could trade back with this pick and get Colt McCoy, or try and wait or trade back into the first round with their second round pick to grab Colt McCoy. I think Colt McCoy fits a lot of what Mike Holmgren wants to do on the offensive side of the ball, and that's obviously run a West Coast offense. I think Colt McCoy is the best fit for a West Coast offense in this draft. The Browns here at the seventh pick, popular pick has been Eric Berry, and it makes the most sense. Eric Berry, to me, the top safety on the board, top character, is a center fielder, a ball hawk, can come up and support the run, is a big hitter. Really everything you want out of a safety, that's what Eric Berry can bring. There's going to be questions with a safety that high. Is a safety worth that high of a draft pick? And anytime I say that to people, they throw out names like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu and Brian Dawkins, Darren Sharper. Were any of those guys top 10 picks? Any of those safeties top 10 pick? That's the whole point, is you can get valuable safeties later on. You don't have to take a top safety with a top 10 pick. Top 10 picks recently have been LaRon Landry, Michael Huff. Any of those safeties strike fear into opposing teams? I don't think so. So that's one of the few reasons Eric Berry is, maybe going to slide a little bit. He might be one of the top three players in the draft, might slide to this position, but the Browns do have a big need at the safety position, and he would fill that void immediately. Other players the Browns might look at, Derek Morgan, outside linebacker, defensive end from Georgia Tech, could be a fit there. Jared Odrick is a defensive end for a 3-4, ideal, probably the best fit for a 3-4 defensive end in this draft. There's a possibility that Odrick sees a late surge, much like Tyson Jackson did last year. And if you follow the draft last year, Tyson Jackson was a mid-first round pick. Some had him going in the 20s. All of a sudden, day before the draft, or was it day of the draft, there was a story that came out that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to draft Tyson Jackson with the third overall pick. And sure enough, Tyson Jackson was the third overall pick in the draft. I don't know if there's going to be that big a surge for Jared Odrick in this draft, but he is the best fit as an end in a 3-4 defense, much like Tyson Jackson was last year. And for a team that's rebuilding, like the Browns are, would they be more willing to wait and grab a safety in the second or third round and address their defensive line needs earlier on? It could really come down to Dez Bryant has been brought up, but there's been stories that have come out that the Browns have totally taken him off their draft board. So really it could come down to Eric Berry or Jared Odrick for the Cleveland Browns, and all depends on which player you think is better and which player you think is more valuable for your team. Because Eric Berry might be the better player, but a defensive lineman might be more valuable for your team, especially with the seventh pick and making that kind of money. So going to be it for the Browns today. We have already done the Seattle Seahawks, so tomorrow we leapfrog to the number 5 pick in the NFL draft. And speaking of those Kansas City Chiefs, we just mentioned them. We talk about them tomorrow. So make sure you come on back tomorrow as we continue counting down 32 teams in 32 days. It's 32 days of the NFL draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com.